The Jay Garvin Show Home Mortgage Talk. Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best, Colorado Springs 2013 gold winner. Whoa! I feel like I'm in the Appalachian Mountains, and I feel excited. This is the most exciting Saturday that I've ever been with you. You're first hearing this voice. I am Jay Garvin's. I am your friend. And Matt, my producer, is not speeding up my voice. I speak this way all the time. God gave me the vocal cords. But you're listening to the Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio Home and Mortgage Talk, and that was Congos. We're going to hear about them a lot over the next month or so. I actually thought they were first from Ireland, then from the back mountains of the Smoky Mountains and the Appalachians, thought that they had a gin still going, but it ends up those boys, those men, those brothers are from South Africa, and man, am I excited, and the only thing that I have to say to you, and I will repeat it, is whoa. Come with me now. That is going to be the start of an endless series. Now, I don't know how good it is when you have a World Series that's endless and you don't have a specific number of seven games or less, depending on the winner. But I today am doing what I've never done before here on radio, and I am starting a series with a beginning, but God hasn't told me where the end's going to come just yet. So I know it's at least going to have two parts, and that's going to come in two segments today. I am going to have Matt roll over right to the drum roll, then we'll come back, and eventually I'll take a breath. The Come With Me Now series, the first two parts are going to be investment and housing, so investment properties and housing. And today we're going to go into steps of closing on your investment property. And also part two, the second hour, is going to be how to improve your investment property or your primary residence if you think it'll eventually become a property for tenants and investors, and how your neighbors can help or hurt you in that. So, all of you know that last week I did Ready, Set, Invest, part one and part two. Many of you know that are regular listeners, this next Tuesday, the 19th of August at 6:30 p.m. at my offices, you go to radiomortgage.com, radiomortgage.com, or you call me directly at 719-330-1457. I don't have an assistant. I don't have a dancing monkey taking my calls. You're talking to Jay Garvin's himself, and you sign up for my investment property seminar. It is the third in a series of home buyer seminars. I did the new home buyer. We've done the veteran home buyer out there at Fort Carson with the USO with Phil Martinez, where I am a retired military guy, but we got an exclusive relationship with the military folks out there at the USO, and I'm very excited about that. But I come back to it and I say, whoa, come with me now, and what on earth does that mean? Well, first of all, what it means is that I'm here to access personally. You call me at 719-330-1457. If you're out driving in your car and you've never heard me before, just dial that number, 330-1457. Hang up the phone. It'll be a missed call, and I will call you back. Or you can just go to radiomortgage.com as you feel connected into anything that adds value to you today. But I just want to share with you why I'm saying come with me now. And many of you that have been listening for a while, you know that I am passionate about demographics. You know that I believe we're in a magical time. And I'll explain to you that I believe 2008, right after the crash, all the way out to my projected 2021, that we are in one of the most magical times in the history of this country. As magical or more magical than the Great Migration from Europe in the mid-1800s before the 1860 boom, I think we are absolutely in a position, more positioned after the original Great Depression of the world in the 1890s before the explosion of the Industrial Revolution from 1900 to 1929 for the crash. I think that we're in a more magical time than individuals that were prepping and struggling out of the Great Depression in 36 all the way to 41 to when the world broke out. And I definitely think we're in a better time period in the 1970s all the way through 82 of people that positioned themselves. And I'm going to go backwards and explain this from most recent to oldest. Imagine how gloom-filled the world was when Bill Gates in 78 was brewing his concept of Microsoft in Albuquerque. If you don't know the story, gotta get it, because it's amazing. He changed the world. Steve Jobs was down in the weeds of depression when he was creating his concepts, but something in the economy, something in the demographics was setting a time frame for those guys. How in the world would you love to be a manufacturer struggling in 36 and 37, just waiting for the largest war machine in the history of the world to be built, when it transformed the way we built, when women went from housewives to flexed arm manufacturers? Women built the war, and the people who had the factories and the wherewithal and the genius, and even more than anything, the enormous heart to give to our country, to build the radios, to build the aircraft, they are the individuals that benefited. Not the individuals that were freaked out that there was something weird going on in Europe that we wanted to isolate ourselves from. Now, imagine if you were a crazy little know-nothing builder that was just trying to struggle in 41, and by time the baby boomers started to boom after the war, an entire 1,000-mile developments were literally put up. You go and search the pictures of just thousands upon thousands of homes being built one after another, a day or two at a time, in just a cookie cutter form to create all of the space for the soldiers coming home. Whoa, come with me now. Because now you go back to think, if you were the Rockefellers, if you were the Fords, if you were the Firestones, if you were the Edisons, that were all before the Industrial Revolution, and weren't them boys lucky? No, they weren't lucky. They were astute. They listened. I'm no better than you, but whoa, come with me now. Because we are in the most incredible time in the history of our world. And I am forging with steel and a hammer the mission of the Jay Garvin Show and Garvin's Media Group. And I don't have it done, but the first rough draft is to lead all generations through the largest economic wave in the history of the world through home ownership, financial stability, and a relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't know where it's going to end, but we are going to have the most magical time in the history of this country, let alone the world, from 2021 till about 2041. And I'm not going to go into the details. You can go into my archived shows on demographics and the explosion of the millennials and a generation of 87 million people and what they're going to do compared to their parents that did it from 1986 to 2006, when the baby boomers of 78 million were exploding and providing for their family. But that time is coming, and it is. And I'm so excited about the details of that. And the woe come with me now gets down and more microscopic. I mean, the bottom line comes down to, I also am an entrepreneur. I own a mortgage company. You can call me at 330-1457, because I'm going to give you a roadmap to navigate this explosion and economic wave through means of financing, through means of budgeting, through means of retirement, through means of home ownership, through means of mortgages. That is the vessel that God has given me. And I'm no smarter than you. I've just studied this stuff for 15 years. I'm just a dumb kid from Wisconsin. Most of you are smarter than me. I've just studied this stuff with passion over the last 15 years. My experience in mortgage, for the love of God, is being a pilot, flying a medevac helicopter. That's my history. I've just studied this stuff, and I read like a sponge now, and I pray to God that I can be of some value to you. And also, I admit it, I'm an entertainer first, so I want to have a whole lot of fun. But before I get into the knocks on the door.
Housekeeping.
I want to tell you that we also have a more concentrated crystal ball that is going to tell us that I know there's going to be a market adjustment, a rate increase come the end of October about Halloween, and I want you to get prepared. And that's why I say, whoa, come with me now. These are very, very important things. And how many of us, before I break here and get into housekeeping, how many of us as kids watching Back to the Future have dreamed what it would be like to have a crystal ball. Let's just think for a bit. Let's just get emotional. I'm an emotional guy. Everybody tells me. If you actually had a crystal ball. Hey, if I'm not right, let's figure out what will hurt you. Nothing. But if I am right, whoa, come with me now.
See Biff's humble beginnings and how a trip to the racetrack on his 21st birthday made him a millionaire overnight. Share in the excitement of a fabulous winning streak that earned him the nickname the luckiest man on earth. Learn how Biff parlayed that lucky winning streak into the vast empire called Biffco. Discover how in 1979 Biff successfully lobbied to legalize gambling.
If we had a crystal ball to tell what was exactly going to happen in this Super Bowl coming up this following February, what would be different in your life? If you had a crystal ball to know exactly what the economy was doing, well, we have that. So you stick around. I'm going to go into it. I do not want you to forget that all of this is leading up to a lot of educational stuff that I do. I want you to remember that on the 19th of August, man, I can't believe we're the middle of August. It's Saturday the 16th, but this next Tuesday on the 19th at 6:30 p.m., I am having an investment property homebuyer seminar. There is like 4 seats left. We're filling fast. Please go to radiomortgage.com, radiomortgage.com, to get into that seminar to learn everything about buying an investment property. Also, just remember, I'm going to have a summer celebration. All you, the listeners and partners, are going to be invited on the 26th in September. And stick around. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. But most importantly, call me during the break at 330-1457. And remember, whoa, come with me now.
Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time. I've wasted breath. I thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home Mortgage Talk. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with our home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvins.
And this segment is brought to you by Innovative Financial Management. Mike Cesari, a financial planner that you can trust.
I think with my heart and I move with my head. I open my mouth and it's something I've read. I stood at the door before I'm told. But a part of me knows that I'm going too old. Confused what I thought was something I felt. Confused what I feel is something that's real. I tried to sell my soul last night. Funny, you wouldn't.
I don't know if I can contain myself. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. But I have not said this, and Matt, go through the annuals. I honestly believe this is the most excited that I've been in the studio in the 2.5 years that we've been together. And it's not about me. It's not about the song. It is about this. I'm a vessel. I'm not special. The God I follow is special. The friends I have, like Matt, the people surrounding me are special. When I had the vision for this series, when I heard this music, I told Matt, hey, let me tell you a secret, just don't tell anybody. I said, Matt, it was 2 a.m., I wanted to call you. I felt like I was dating you. Because everybody around me I love. Ray, a listener, dang near the exact same age as my father, called, he and his wife Karen, I'm not going to tell you the details, they have 5 kids just like I have 4 siblings, like my parents, born years apart. I've never met the gentleman. He shared me a story about selling a house and buying it in Vegas, and he said, Jay, I switched my course of action and I feel bad because now we're going to buy in Vegas and it's not going to include you and your mortgage company. And I said, whoa, Ray, come with me now. I don't care if I do a mortgage. It's not about doing a mortgage. It's about connecting with you. It's about helping you. And it's about making a difference in your and Karen's life. You have changed the life of many people. Most of all, the 5 children that you dedicated yourself to your whole life that are now adults. Allow me to give a little bit of something that only I can give in this situation and is my experience. Because that's all that matters in the end. And later in the show, I'm going to cover from Todd Duncan some of the 77 practical pieces of advice from successful business people and people that have run businesses. And that's what it's all about. It's not money. You can't take it with you when you leave. Family and relationships matter the most. And I am so incredibly excited about having a vision and an actual vessel and the tools to share with you to make a difference in your life. Am I always going to get it right? Absolutely not. I don't even grammatically get it right from one sentence to another. But I know it's not, and I'll read these later, it's not about the product. It's about the process. And that's what's so incredibly important. And it's not about me, it's about the people around me. And I listened to a CD that Mike Popovich, a friend, gave to me about a coach that did a talk on a conference that I went to. And one of the things he said really, really struck me. He said, hey guys, it's really, really simple. Midway through my life, I realized that I'm just a sinner. And then I found out and I met this guy named Jesus, and he loves to fix sinners. So I found it was going to be a perfect relationship. I needed to be fixed, and he was the fixer. And I have people around me that just add value to me, and I'm just trying to reciprocate it. And that is the purpose here, is just to help you prepare, help you to study, help you to be bold. If you're not ready to woe come with me now, it's okay for you to just study and prepare your family and your retirement and your children for the time set before you. But I want to be the one to help you prepare and prosper and retire in the great tidal wave of economic movement that we have coming before us. And we have that crystal ball. And getting into the housekeeping portion, I want to touch on that a little bit. Janet Yellen! Part of the Federal Reserve, the chairman, very clearly had a meeting in May that said that she is going to finish the federal tapering program. In the past, when that happened in the end of 2013, that really notched up the rates. A lot of people are saying that the treasuries could hit 4% by Thanksgiving, and that means rates could hit 5% by Thanksgiving. So by definition, therefore, that gives you and me a crystal ball. And what does that mean? Because at the end of the day, I'm a mortgage broker. What that means right now is interest rates are at a 16-month low. I mean, right now, for a government fixed loan, if you're thinking about downsizing, upsizing, using your VA eligibility, buying a house for the first time, in my case, teaching you how to purchase an investment property, with government products right now, interest rates are at 3.75%. With no origination and no points to buy down in order to get a 30-year fixed mortgage with no origination. That's what I'm saying. That if you get a conventional loan and you're purchasing, it's going to be at about 4.25%. If you have an investment property, like I'm teaching you to purchase with ample money down, 20% or more, you're going to pay 4.5% on a 30 and about 3.5 to 3.625 on a 15-year mortgage. Whoa! Come with me now. Those are incredible rates. These are incredible programs. People are going to build a foundation right now between now and like 2017 before the rates go up above 6%. And they are going to live off of that wealth for the next 20 to 30 to even 40 years. Because Warren Buffett says it in a million different ways, but it's drilled down to this: buy low and sell high. And right now, you can sell out of the stock market like I did, buy into the real estate market, buy into interest rates, buy into different programs that are very, very low right now, fix them permanently, exempt yourself from inflation, make yourself inflation-proof, and move forward. And the Fed offers no hint on interest rates increase. Janet Yellen says they're going to complete the process of the tapering program with mortgage-backed securities. But she says we're not going to bleed them back into the system yet. Well, boys and girls, there's over $4.1 trillion of mortgage-backed securities that have to be bled back into the society. So how in the world do you think that's going to happen? And not with the actions, not the tangible actions, but just the mention of that last year took the interest rates from 3.25% all the way up to 4.5%. And I'm just telling you, this year it's going to happen in the end of October, and it's going to be from 4.25% up to about 5.5%. So you just want to prepare, and whoa, come with me now and just get your investment properties done now. Everybody's back in school. Ladies, my kids are back in school. You can focus here. Let's get your house refinanced. Let's get the cash out to get rid of the rest of your unsecured debt. Let's go ahead and buy that first house and get in while the market is affordable. Things were hot May and June, but in July and August, they've been tapering off, and the Fed has been tracking and riding that tidal wave. The Fed's weighing the key issues, but they don't reveal much. and Wall Street is afraid of reacting. So that's important there. I do want to touch on a couple other things with housekeeping before I go into the show. And some of the happy things are, one, I read the Gazette a lot, and I sat down with Eric Singer this last week, who's at the Gazette now, and there's a lot of individuals. He's got videos in an article. I was very, very pleased. You know, Ken Moon, one of my friends, he's not my mentor yet. I want him to be, but we're not quite close enough. You talk and you listen to me live and what I say here over the next 90 days. Ken Moon and I are going to be building a partnership that bridges our shows, and I will be humbled and you will be amazed. I'm speaking it in right now. Whoa, come with me now. And I want to share some things about him, but I'm also in the second hour, I'm going to touch on some things that Betty Sexton said that was great in the Gazette, and I think it's neat that we're reaching out in the community. But I'm going to talk a little bit about Ken Moon has an article in the Gazette, which I really love, and he shares some things with his listeners that I want to share with you. And they're just common sense stuff about house, because this is a home and mortgage show. And someone called in and talked, and he wrote down a question about tankless water heaters. What do we do? And this is Ken's knowledge, not mine. He said, hey, if you're buying a new home and you can wrap the expense of a tankless water heater into the new home price in a mortgage, go for it. But the bottom line is that they are not affordable enough yet. It literally takes you about 15 years to regain the paid equity in a tankless water heater. So individuals like you and me that have resale home or investment property, we're better off just buying a simple water heater, putting a blanket around it, and spending the money on something else. And I'm going to be sharing that with you in the second hour about how you can improve your house. But he also took a second question about the facts of, hey, do I turn off my pilot light in my stove, in my cabin, or in my fireplace in my house, or in my furnace in the summer? And he said, hey, if you're talking about a stove in a cabin, absolutely, that's a safety issue. If you're talking about a gas fireplace in your living room during the summer, yeah, absolutely. He says, for like three reasons. Number one, it costs you about $6 a month in order to keep that pilot light on. But more than that, it puts heat up against the glass, and it's already hot enough sometimes in Colorado. You don't need to make it hotter. But if you're talking about a furnace in the basement, it's so funny. I love Ken Moon. He's like, don't do that because it avoids rust and deterioration, and more so, it keeps the spiders and the critters out. Now I'm like, Ken, I just love you. You know, you're closer to retirement, but you're no less funny. And then the last one, he talks about a swamp cooler. Someone asks a question, a swamp cooler versus an air conditioner. And he is just a man of wisdom, because he's like, hey, I'm all about residual comfort. And if you're talking swamp coolers, one, they're really hard to maintain. You have to clean them a lot. It's a waste of your time, and your time is more worth it. You also have to worry about all of the snaky swamp cooler bacteria and stuff that gets in. And air conditioners are affordable. So just buy an inexpensive one, put it in the window, and go that route. So that's a tribute to you, Ken. I want to start doing that every single week. But with that being said, housekeeping, the whole huge vision that took longer with the Come With Me Now series, I want to jump in the last 4 minutes into steps of closing on an investment property. And when you come with me now, and if you are thinking, if you're coming to my home buyer seminar, if you listen to the class of Ready, Set, Invest, How Do You Get Prepared last week, I really want to jump into this series and share with you, hey, here are some steps of closing on your investment property. And some of the biggest things I want to share with you, as people say, it starts out with the do's and the don'ts, because everything that we do is really like life's lessons, you know, the actual lessons of what people have used. Wisdom is saying learning from the mistakes of others. And that's all I want to let you know, is that I've bought 12 properties in my life. A couple of them have been my primary residence. Half a dozen of them have been flippers. And the other four or five have been buy and hold investments. But there are some do's and don'ts, some life lessons of what you should do. And I'm not going to be able to hit on all of that. But when you are about to consider buying an investment property, what are the do's and don'ts? And first of all, you have to make sure that you've got your own team. You know what I mean? You just can't have a team thrown at you. Understanding interview is not an event, it's a process. I'm going to say that again in this show a couple of times in the next one. But you have to get to know people. You're going to know if you're meant for investment property. And now that you've reached that culmination, some of the do's and don'ts are, have your own team. Have a budget. Make sure that you know what your limitations are when you're about to buy your investment property. Make sure that it's more than a gut and an emotional decision. Make sure that you get an inspection. And I'm really going to go into this more in the next hour. But when you're about to buy an investment property, you got to make sure that you're not hit with a viper or a snake bite. That you buy it and there's a really bad sewer line that crushed and needs to be replaced, and that's 10 grand. Your whole plan went out the window. So you need to have a plan and a goal. And some of the don'ts, come on, man. Don't be overly picky. You can't be over emotionally attached, even though I'm going to tell you stories about how I myself have professionals that help you refrain from becoming emotionally attached. Make sure that you find a mortgage before a house. You have to get the financing before you get the house. And think of the reality that buying an investment property will not fix your finances. And I put silence in the radio there because that's the most important thing I'm going to say to you in this segment. If you're listening and you're hopeful and you want your finances to get better and you've latched on to me and said, boy, Jay, I just want to buy a house, but when you uncover everything on the surface, it's because you're in a financial strain. Buying a house, an investment property, is not going to fix your finances. So when you're ready to close on an investment property, make sure that you follow those do's and don'ts. I do want you to come with me now, and I hear the music coming in. So I got to go take a break to pay the bills, but I want you to remember to reach out, get social with me during the break. Go to radiomortgage.com and ask me your questions about closing on your investment property, and just call me at 330-1457. Reach out and come with me now.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home Mortgage Talk, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with our home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
Whoa, well, welcome back. I am Jay, and I'm the host of the Jay Garvin Show here. If you've never heard my voice, I am Southern Colorado's Home Mortgage Jedi. You are listening to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where the specific title that we're talking about is the steps of closing on your investment property. If you want to become an investment property owner, these are some of the steps that you're going to follow. And if you're already an investment property owner, this is a good review of, hey, Jay, am I going through it the right way? And it's all part of a series of Come With Me Now, which is really focused on you and I together taking advantage of the largest economic wave of prosperity that's going to be coming against us in the next 5 to 6 years. And whoa, come with me now. Let's you and I get prepared. I don't have the final version out, but I shared with you that I am passionately leading individuals, all generations, through the largest economic wave in the history of the world, through home ownership, through financial stability and a relationship with Jesus Christ, where I want to help you get your finances in order. And it doesn't matter to me whether you're going to prepare during this time, prosper during this time, or actually retire like Ray and Karen and radio listeners. But I want you to do that because everybody wants a piece of the American dream. It's a smaller percentage, as I'm reading in some of the papers, and I don't believe it. It's just the political environment that we've had tossed upon us. There was a very separatist, anti-world event prior to World War II, and we've got an isolationist against, pitted against one another mood in the country, but it's going to fade so fast. I was there as a kid when Ronald Reagan talked about the shining city on the hill. We're going to come through, and it's in a most amazing time right now, but we are going to prepare, and we're going to work together. And all aspects of the American dream include home ownership. And that's why I want to help you participate in home ownership. And not just those individuals that are just starting out. You and I that already own a house, I'm not telling you, and the home buyer seminar that's coming up this week is not going to be a sales pitch for you to buy a house. It's basically going to show you, hey, these are the different facets of traditional investing, and real estate is just one of them. I mean, I totally believe in the stock market. I just took like 57 grand out of the stock market to buy a traditional investment property, but that's because I have a balanced portfolio. but it's really cool because home ownership is part of the American dream. And I shared with you before the break the do's and the don'ts about buying a property. You want to call me at 330-1457. I'll give you more detailed portions of that. You can go to radiomortgage.com and sign up, and I'll give you a copy, and you come to my Tuesday show, and I'll give you an entire syllabus. But number two, when you're buying an investment property, is you've got to assemble a team. You've actually got to build a relationship and interview your loan officers, your real estate agent, your inspectors, your handymen, make those kind of decisions. And like I told you last segment, interviewing and creating friendships are not an event, it's a process. And I tell people, I do one of those redneck things, you just might be a redneck. Well, you just might be a home investor if you naturally find yourself running around and riding around and looking at houses and house signs and having interest in real estate. See, that's where you can have a passion bubble up from your belly, and I just want to build a friendship off of that because that's how I am. But at some point, you find yourself either intentionally or unintentionally assembling your team and interviewing. Almost like the richest man in Babylon, where if you're around real estate and you're familiar with it, you're automatically going to be inclined to invest in it. It's just like my father, who was in corporate America. He just migrated towards buying stocks and investing in companies because he was around them all of the time. So when you're interviewing a loan officer and a realtor and stuff like that, you need to really look at how many mortgages or investment transactions have they done. Are they personally a real estate investor? You're going to come to my show and find out that half of my staff is naturally investment property owners. That's why we don't need to convince you as the listener what we're going to do with you, because we do it on our own even before you showed up. Is your real estate or your mortgage broker's knowledge about potential pitfalls and ups and downs in the process great or small? Finally, you need to talk to agents and or mortgage brokers about their fees, and I've shared this with you, the regular listeners, hundreds of times, and I'm not going to make it more complex. When I need a hammer, I go down to Ace Hardware, Lowe's, and Home Depot. Just get quotes and stuff. But you have to interview. But it's more important because you've got to get into the inspector as well. You know, you have to know your inspector, and you can talk to your real estate agent. You can talk to me, a radio show host, or a mortgage broker about it. For the love of God, call up Ken Moon. He's an inspector. Get different perspectives, and you got to have someone who really knows the details of an inspection as opposed to someone that just took a weekend class and is going to charge you $200 for relatively nothing. You want to get a substantial product, and many times that appraiser or that inspector is the only line of protection that you have between success and failure. Now, the biggest thing that you have to decide during the process is when you're actually under contract in the house, and you've got to decide on whether you're going to get a property manager or you're going to act on your own behalf. I mean, that is very, very important. So deciding on a property manager and whether to go the professional route or act on your own behalf, I believe, is one of the most critical components of the entire process, because some people are able to do it themselves and other people were never meant to. And it doesn't mean that one is better than the other. It's just an important decision. I have people in my company that have property managers that take care of everything, and they do very, very well. And I myself have always done my own items and always taken care of it. And regardless of whether a property manager does it or you, during the process of finding a house and getting a purchase of an investment property, as the title of the show, Steps to Closing on Your Investment Property, you do have to start an advertising campaign. Now, I personally, I'll tell you, if you're a do-it-yourself or some people run off to Craigslist, I personally use rentals.com, and I've never had a problem with it, and I don't skimp. I get the very highest package that gets the most pictures from my house. I find internet-savvy people have a tendency to be better tenants. I've had problems with tenants in the past, but in a majority, 80% of the times, I've had a lot of success, and there's no perfect rule. But also, when I come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about your tenants, about how to find them, how to go ahead and complete the lease, and the details of really closing on an investment property. Remember that I'm doing this in its entirety this coming Tuesday, the 19th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Go to radiomortgage.com to sign up for my investment property buyer class. And also keep in the back of your mind that I've got Summer Celebration coming up on the 26th of September at 8 p.m. You want to be a part of it? I'm Jay Garvin's, the host of the Jay Garvin's Shows. Whoa! Come with me now and stay with me after the break.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home Mortgage Talk, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with our home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
Well, I'm Jay, the host of the show, and I appreciate you staying with me. I appreciate you getting jiggy with me with the congos during the break. And we are in the middle of a show on closing on an investment property, part of a series that I'm beginning of Come With Me Now, How to Prosper from This Economy, How to Get Yourself Set for One of the Largest, if Not the Largest, Economic Wave in the History of the World. You can get into archived shows and demographics on the explanation of that. But I am bold. You got straight talk with Jay Garvin's here, and I give you my opinion. It is not law. It is not gospel. You can flip the dial and get other opinions. But we are confident about where we're going, and that's because we've got Jesus on our side. I'm not a big religious guy, but I am spiritual. I thank God personally and literally for providing me with a sense of direction, and I appreciate you tuning in and staying in the Jay Garvin Show. But the details of it are, you and I were talking, and this is the power segment of the part of the show for you and I, how we're taking steps on closing on an investment property. And we talked briefly about the do's and don'ts, and I want to give you the details of that. You call me at 330-1457. You know, if you own a house, that's fantastic. If you have traditional investments, that's fantastic. But if you have all of your investments in the stock market, are all of your investments in a 401k, are all of your investments in a para, and you don't have anything in real estate, you're not balanced. I would say the same thing in the opposite fashion. If you have 15 properties and you don't have anything in a mutual fund, if you don't have anything in like silver or commodities, if you don't have anything in bonds, if you don't have anything in individual cap stocks or anything like that, a 401k, you need to diversify in the opposite order. But if you are a homeowner, you're taking a home as a liability and living in it, which is fine, but take it to the next level and just make it an investment. I was researching with my team, and on a scale, there really is different levels of investing. And if you look at the classic levels of investments, really the equivalency of renting in the world is like saving CDs at like Ant or Wells Fargo. Putting money in a little tiny money market and making 1% rather than 0.01%. And you're really kind of keeping your money stalled or even throwing it away and giving it to someone else that's going to make a profit with it. Now, owning a house, because 85% of you, just like me, are homeowners, that's like getting into mutual funds, just like Dave Ramsey says, or Clark Howard has some opinions on this, indexed funds, things like that. And it's something that's going to benefit you, and it builds wealth, but it builds it very, very slowly, and it's almost like avoiding your money from leaking away instead of making it work for you. Now, when you first get introduced to buying one or three kind of single-family, simple residences, that's like getting into an investment portfolio. That's like getting into bonds. That's like getting diversified. That's like individual stocks like my wife and I have. And it's just nothing more than moderate risk. You're getting a little bit diversified. You're kind of managed well. You're part of a solid investment strategy. So that's why I want you to come with me now. That's why I want you to call me at 330-1457. Don't worry about your big 4,000 square foot house that you can't sell. Let me help you turn it into a rental. Buy a smaller house that you're going to downsize into in 10 years. Just rent the house that you're in right now and then sell it in 10 years when it's a hot potato and a commodity on the market, when the millennials are turning 40 and that large house is attractive again. Just move the ebb and the flow of the market to work for you. And I talked about assembling your team, interviewing, and naturally getting the parts of your team together. And I really talked about you have to decide on a property manager or whether you're going to get an individual to obtain your tenant, to do your advertising, to help you sign a lease, to schedule the tenant, move it, and all of that, or whether you're going to do it yourself. Regardless the steps in purchasing an investment property, that's the only one that makes it unique. Many of the other aspects are just like buying a house, which you already have. But when you sign a lease, you want to make sure that you schedule an inspection and a walkthrough and make sure that you or your property manager is taking pictures, and you want to be present no matter what. When your tenant is there, you can look at them and knowing you care, and they'll take the property serious. Now, you're going to want to go ahead and talk to them or talk to your property manager about the simplicity and the importance of collecting your initial deposits, about collecting your first month's rent, about establishing a payment plan. And one thing I'd like to talk to you about is when, if you choose to do this yourself, there's things that you can do that I think to the tune of 90 to 95% success are foolproof. If you just follow these three things and you are an investor that owns a house and you've had problems before, I would guess you didn't follow one or more of these rules if you've had nightmares. Number one, because the only time that I've had nightmares is when I've broken these rules. Rule number one, under no circumstance do you yourself, you have a choice except a tenant applicant with a credit score lower than 640. You just don't do it. It doesn't matter if they bake you cookies or whether they love you. You just don't do it. Number two, you have to take a large investment. Collecting those initial deposits, collecting the first month's rent, you have to get a lot of money, $3,000 to $5,000 down front. And if you can't find people that can do it, find someone who can. And number three is you got to make sure that they're clean. You don't push this in your face, but you look at their car when you drive up. You look at how they're groomed. You look at how their children are groomed. You look at what they're eating. You look at their posture. You look at their figure. You don't judge anybody, but you just make it an evaluation. Keep it to yourself. I'll say no more, but you want an individual tenant to come in. Now, the biggest things I want to share with you now that you know the do's and don'ts, assembling your team in the investment property process and finalizing all aspects of your new rental with the property manager and getting them moved in and all of that, is, Jay, what's the bottom line in the last 2 minutes about the steps of closing on a house that's going to be an investment property? For me, number one, you have to research and explore. If you're out there looking at houses naturally, you just may be an investment property owner. And you've got to do your research and explore and move it from your head to your heart if you're going to do this. And I'll help you do that. Interviewing, number two, is not an event. It's a process. So you've got to assemble a team and don't get the cart ahead of the horse. Make sure you've got all individuals that you're comfortable with and take your time. And the last thing, number three, get in the market now. And whoa, come with me now. Because the timing is right. Stick around for you that are going to be here after the ABC News at the top of the hour. But at the end of every hour, I share with you that have to go. Please, go grow and prosper. Tell someone that you know that you love them. And pray to God that He would reveal your mission and your passion in life. Because that's what matters and that's what I found with you. And tell someone close to you that you love them. And most of all, stick around and connect with me personally at radiomortgage.com, right at 330-1457. Let me help you with your question. Let me help you with your mortgage. Whoa, come with me now.
The preceding program is a paid program on KRDO News Radio. The opinions and views expressed don't necessarily represent the views and opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM.